The Adam Goods saga continues. Adam Goods is going to be not playing on Saturday night against the Adelaide Crows at the SCG, but he's not going to be booed out of the game, says Swans chairman Andrew Bridham. Now, boys, so many people talking about the man. If you don't know the story, Adam Goods, for the last year or so, every time he touches the ball, he gets booed by opposition fans all over the country. Now, some people are saying that it's racial. Some people are saying, you know what, I just don't like the guy. I don't like the way that he goes for free kicks. I don't like him because he's Swans best player, and I want to boo him.
In my opinion, it is born out of racism. It was born originally the universal booing was born out of racism, out of an incident which stemmed from racism, whether you thought it was a tough call on an individual, or that's what it was born out of. Now, people say, no, I boo him because he's of his gamesmanship, you know, and the fact that he takes dives. Well, I tell you, there's a player in rugby league who has more gamesmanship than any other sportsman in the country. His name's Mick Innes. Do we boo him every time he has the ball? No.
No, I remember.
If only 30% of people, Gus, boo Adam Goods because of racism, are you comfortable to sit at the SCG next to your son or the MCG and boo Adam Goods?
No, I'm not.
There you go.
I'm not.
And no matter what you think about him, if he is does do that, takes dives, whatever, it doesn't matter. The fact that now it's hurting him personally as a player, like a bloke who's won 2 Brownlow medals, he's won a competition, he's played over 300 games, he deserves more respect.
Let's go.
Cut to the chase.
You're absolutely right, MG, and we're going to speak to someone who has a lot of respect. He's a future immortal. His name is Jonathan Thurston up there at the Cowboys. JT, it's reported in the papers down here in Sydney today that you're going to do a traditional Aboriginal war dance this weekend as sort of a support for Adam. Is that correct?
I heard on Twitter, GI, asking all the boys if they score a try to do a war dance or a dance of some sort to, you know, show solidarity and try and stamp out this racism that's starting to steamroll the sport in Australia. You know, it's very appalling that, at this day and age that, racism is still a part of sport and society.
Does it puzzle you, JT, about the AFL, given the fact, you know, we've made loops forward in rugby league, we have the Indigenous All-Stars, we've seen Wendell Saylor pick up the corner post and, you know, and imitate his blowing a didgeridoo. We see you with your Indigenous headgear. We see the goanna from GI, and rugby league people can't get enough of it. Does it surprise you what's happening now in the AFL?
100% it surprises me. For many years, the NRL has sort of looked towards the AFL as the leader in sport in the country. And, you know, I think on this issue, the NRL are far beyond the AFL in this. And like I said, you know, it's very appalling that someone of Adam Goods' stature is copping this. And we've got to remember that this is starting to affect him mentally now.
Yeah, that's right. That's the thing.
And this is where we need to, be supportive of him and stand for his, you know, mental welfare at the moment.
Yeah, very good point, JT. What about taking it from the other angle just for a moment, the fact that he is such a legend, as MG said, won a couple of Brownlows, won a couple of flags. What about people who just don't like him as a character, or they want to get him off his game because he is one of the Swans' best players? Do you think there's any room there for people to be booing him?
Oh, look, no, I don't. Because he feels as though that the boos are racially towards him. That's the difference. If he didn't think the boos were racially towards him, then, if he was going down for a free kick or trying to milk a penalty or whatever, people boo. And I still think there's, room for that in the game. If you're trying to, milk a penalty of some sort, the crowd has a right there to boo that player. But, this individual, Adam Goods, thinks that these boos are racially towards him.
Hey, Jay.
Now, you know, Paul Gallen, I hope he doesn't mind me using him as an example, man. But every time he plays in Queensland, he gets heavily booed. Now, if he came out and said that he feels as though that's racially booing him, then, you know, I'd be urging our fans to stop that. You know, it's the individual that's, we got to look out for, and obviously it's really affecting Adam Goods.
Well, people in the paper today, some well-known people, said, oh, I boo Adam Goods. My question is, if you're sitting at the MCG, righto, for instance, and there's 40,000 people booing Adam Goods every time he handles the ball, and you decide to join in the booing, then I'm sorry, You know what I mean? Like, really?
Yeah. No, I know where you're coming from.
What about yourself, JT, mate? Has an opposition fan ever crossed the line with something he said to you on the field? Have you ever been, you know, confronted with this type of thing?
No, I can't say I've personally been racially taunted on the field or from opposition fans. So, you know, I've played at grounds where I've been booed, but, you know, in no way have I felt that they have been racially towards booed towards me.
And what about yesterday, this rumour we heard about the Cowboys?
We're going to ask you about housing prices in North Queensland. Don't answer it, JT, I tell you. Thank God, mate, because I don't know how much more your fans can cop after the last four or five seasons. Yeah. But
you're the Cowboy.
Great to see you blokes are flying high, mate. You're having a hell of a season. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, boys.
See you, mate. Thanks, JT. 2-8 on the grill team.